David New, let me go to you right now, because the press is saying the president must change in order for things to improve. The president really is saying is that the press must change if anything is going to improve. David, in the end, how would you answer that? Who needs to change? Maybe it's both, but let me give you, I want to get your take on how you evaluate, really, who needs to change? What's the solution here? Because the direction we're headed is not good.
It's definitely not good. I don't think it was wise for the president to say that the press is the enemy of the state or the people. That's an unwise thing to do. I can understand the frustration and I can understand the anxiety, but that's just not something presidents should do. What he should do is triangulate and have the press versus the people as opposed to the press versus Trump. You got to remember, this president did not issue a gay and lesbian proclamation in June, and that makes him very unhappy. And just a few days ago, CNN let go three of their prominent reporters because they wrote an article claiming that Anthony Scaramucci had a link to the Russian investment fund and that he was being investigated by the United States Senate. All of it was fake news.
Well, see, Dave, you brought up an example, which, again, as Gary said earlier, the president will make a statement, and then we find out a few days later, most cases, he has been right. There, even CNN, they did acknowledge, and they let some people go. But have they said anything publicly that they were in error? Are these journalists acknowledging anything? No, they're not.